Hey, real estate investors, Jonathan here again. Video 6, the last video in this module, we're going to talk very briefly about the purchase and sale agreement, otherwise known as the contract. Now, before we do, I have to issue this disclaimer, which is that I'm a lawyer, but I'm not a real estate lawyer, and I'm definitely not your lawyer in any case. LOIs and contracts involve complicated legal issues requiring specialized expertise. You may not rely on anything here for legal advice. You must hire your own lawyer to review your LOIs and contracts. Okay, that being said, just really briefly, real property, meaning property of any, real estate, if you're transferring real property, you must have a written contract. You cannot transfer property orally. And contracts for the transfer of property have special, unique provisions, okay? Commercial property in particular has even more specific and unique provisions that are not common to single-family contracts. In addition, every state has different requirements. So even though generally speaking, the requirements to transfer property are generally speaking are similar, every state has some different wrinkles. So it's very, very important that you use a local attorney who's an expert in commercial property transactions. Okay, so if you're buying multifamily, do not use a lawyer who typically closes single-family homes because it is very, very different in the commercial world. And although I didn't mention it here, when you get to negotiate your loan, that is very, very different from what single-family home attorneys are used to dealing with if they deal with it at all. So you want to have an attorney to close your property who's an expert in commercial property transactions, and they have to be licensed in the state where the property is. Okay, so those are the two things that are musts. Commercial lawyer who is licensed in the state where the property is. Now, you are going to have your lawyer draft the contract. Do not attempt to do this yourself. Okay, I've seen people out there who try to get a draft of a contract and submit that. And look, you may create a legally binding contract, but you also may wind up doing something that's really detrimental to yourself because these things are complicated, right? This is not something to do on the cheap. If you were buying multifamily property, you're in the big leagues, and people in the big leagues hire experts to do what they're good at, okay? So don't try to be cheap and save yourself a couple $1,000 by finding a contract somewhere and submitting that. Hire a lawyer who knows what they're doing. Now, just as with the LOI, the party that drafts the first draft of the contract controls the negotiation. It is much, much harder to negotiate off someone else's draft than to create your own. Okay, so you want to submit it, not the seller. You don't want to let the seller do it. So again, sometimes people may try to be cheap and have the seller draft the contract. Well, all you're going to do then is get a contract back that favors the seller. And then you're going to have to negotiate off of that draft, and that's going to be difficult. So don't put yourself in a hole from the start. Hire the attorney and get them to draft it. Now, the good news here is that you don't have to pay them until you close. And hopefully you're going to be raising money. If this is a syndication, you can raise money to cover those legal costs. So there's no reason to cheap out on this. Hire a lawyer to do this. Hire the right lawyer to do this and do it right from the start. When your lawyer prepares the contract, you must review it, okay? Now, it's okay to be confused by these contracts because they're confusing. And I have to tell you, I'm confused by them and I'm a lawyer, right? But I'm not a property lawyer. So you should go through the contract and read it carefully and then mark anything that you don't understand and have your attorney explain it to you, okay? The first couple times you go through this, it's going to be confusing, but after a while, you'll come to understand how these contracts work and you won't need that explanation anymore. But the first couple times you go around with this, you're going to want to have your attorney explain to you the stuff that you don't understand. Then what's really important from your perspective is you want to compare the purchase and sale agreement, the PSA, to your LOI side by side and make sure that those important items from your LOI got into the contract. Now, an attorney worth their salt should have this, but you still want to make sure. So you want to make sure the purchase price is correct, the commissions, who's paying the commissions is in there, the contingencies are in there properly, the timing issues, the due diligence items, the correct purchasing entity, all those things have to be correct in the contract. Now, even the timing issue, the way that I set it up in the LOI, the first time I did this, actually, my attorney missed this because this wasn't standard, right? To set it up so that you don't get sandbags, so that you make sure the timing is keyed off getting the due diligence, not on the date that you sign the contract, right? So you want to make sure that they just get these issues in, right? So that's really your role for the PSA. You're not going to draft it yourself. You're not going to download something off the internet. You're going to have your attorney draft it, but then you're going to make sure that the business terms from the LOI make it into the PSA. Getting the PSA signed is going to take a little while. You should expect that this is going to go through several rounds of negotiations with the seller. You're going to have language going back and forth, okay? So this will take a couple weeks. So don't be, you know, concerned if it doesn't happen right away. You've got the LOI, that's signed, the deal is off the market until you get a contract negotiated, so you are protected. Once you have a signed contract, that means you control the property. So the seller may not offer it to anybody else once you have it under contract. And if you perform your end of the deal, which is really, in your case, coming up with the money, the seller cannot default. You actually have a right to compel the seller to sell you the property at that price. It's called specific performance. And if they don't come through and sell you the property, you can actually sue them and force them to do it. So that's it. That's really all you need to know about the PSA at this point. Leave it to the pros to take care of this and just make sure they get the right terms into the contract. That's it. You're successfully through the bidding process and into contract. And the next thing that's going to happen once you're in contract is you're going to undertake your due diligence to make sure that the deal that you think you're buying is the deal you really are buying. Okay, so we'll start off with an overview of the due diligence module in the next video, and I'll see you there.